Hello and welcome to German Survival Phrases, brought to you by GermanPod101.com. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Germany. You'll be surprised at how far a little German will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by GermanPod101.com and there you will find the accompanying PDF and additional info in the post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment.
German Survival Phrases, Lesson 27, Visiting Friends.
In today's lesson, we'll introduce you to a phrase that you'll need if you plan on stopping by to visit any friends in Germany. Today, we will provide you with the phrases needed to get inside and the replies you can expect to hear. In Germany, may I come in is Darf ich eintreten? Darf ich eintreten? Let's break it down by syllable. Darf ich eintreten. Now let's hear it once again. Darf ich eintreten? The first word, darf, in English means may. It's the first singular person of the verb dürfen, may. Let's break this word down by syllable and hear it once more. Dürfen, dürfen. Next is ich, which means I. Ich, ich. So to recap here, we have darf ich. Literally, this means may I. Let's take a look at the next word. Eintreten. Enter. Let's break it down. Eintreten. And let's hear it again. Eintreten. So all together we have Darf ich eintreten? Literally, this means may I enter? But it will be translated as may I come in? Hopefully, after using this phrase the correct way, you will be invited in. If not, it may be time to make some new friends. In Germany, please come in is Kommen Sie bitte herein. Kommen Sie bitte herein. Let's break it down by syllable. Kommen Sie bitte herein. Let's hear it once again. Kommen Sie bitte herein. The first word, kommen, means come. And it is the conjugated verb form, third person plural, of the verb kommen, to come. Then we have Sie, which in English is you. The phrase kommen Sie is used in the formal level of speech and literally means come you. This is followed by bitte, please. Bitte, bitte. Lastly, herein in English means in. Let's break down this adverb and hear it one more time. Herein, herein. All together we have kommen Sie bitte herein. Literally, this means come you please in. But we translate it as, please come in. If you meet with closer friends, you will hear them telling you to come in a more casual way. Komm bitte herein. Komm bitte herein. Please come in. Let's break this phrase down by syllable. Komm bitte herein. And now let's hear it one more time. Komm bitte herein. As you can see, not too much changed compared to the previous phrase. We just replaced the formal kommen Sie with komm, second singular person of the verb kommen, to come. Komm, komm. Now let's hear the whole phrase once again. Komm bitte herein. In many households, it's generally a good idea to get a gift for your home visit. Germans like those kinds of small gifts. Anything will do, usually something small as a token of your appreciation. In German, this is just a small gift is Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. Let's break it down by syllable. Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. Let's hear it once more. Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. The first word, dies, means this. And it's a demonstrative pronoun. Dies. Dies. Next is ist. Is, third singular person of the verb sein, to be. Let's hear it once again. Ist. It's followed by adverb nur, which in English means just. Nur. Nur. To recap here, we have dies ist nur, which literally means this is just. Let's continue with the next word. Ein. A. Indefinite article masculine singular. Let's listen to this word one more time, ein. It's followed by Kleines, small, kleines, kleines. Lastly, we have Geschenk, which in English is gift. Let's break it down by syllable. Geschenk. And now let's hear it once again. Geschenk. So, all together we have Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. Literally, this means this is just a small gift. Okay, to close out today's lesson, we'd like you to practice what you've just learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase and you're responsible for shouting it out aloud. You have a few seconds before I give you the answer, so viel Glück, which means good luck in German. May I come in? Darf ich eintreten? Darf ich eintreten? Darf ich eintreten? Please come in. Kommen Sie bitte herein. Kommen Sie bitte herein. Kommen Sie bitte herein. Please come in. Informal. Komm bitte herein. Komm bitte herein. Komm bitte herein. This is just a small gift. Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. Dies ist nur ein kleines Geschenk. That's going to do it for today. Remember to stop by germanpod101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Auf Wiedersehen!